We've got to ask ourselves this question now. Max Planck said that the mind, there must be a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter. So we've got to ask ourselves now, if this mind is the matrix of all matter, what mind? Or whose mind? Whose mind are we talking about? Whose mind is the matrix of all matter? Well, there is a growing body of evidence, and scientists now believe that what we're calling the quantum hologram, the mind of God, is believed to be that mind. The quantum hologram is believed to be the mind of creation. One of the beauties of being able to bridge the most ancient understandings offered by those who have come before us with the most far-reaching implications of the most sophisticated science of today is simply this, that the two appear to be bridging one another. And through the language of quantum physics, through that language, quantum physics has become the bridge that perhaps marries the two together. With this understanding in mind, the quantum hologram is now being viewed as the bridge that allows physicists to talk about things like consciousness and the soul. So the quantum hologram, the field that's everywhere all the time, is now believed to be possibly the home of our souls. When our souls leave our bodies, as we're told, at the time of death, where did our souls go? When I was speaking to 1,750 young people at the high school seminar, one of the questions a young girl asked me, her grandmother had just passed, and she said, is this place, this field that surrounds all of creation, she says, is this where my grandmother's soul is right now? So it may be that we're looking at the home of the soul in between incarnations, if you will. The root of consciousness, as Dr. Edgar Mitchell is exploring the nature of consciousness, and John Wheeler, and they're looking for a place. If consciousness is there, it must exist somewhere. What is the medium that holds consciousness? We may find that this quantum hologram is precisely that medium, the root of the consciousness. It may be that the quantum hologram, or the mind of God, is the location of what the ancients referred to as heaven. I think it's so interesting when we say the word heaven. If I'm in a room with hundreds of people and I ask them where heaven is, when they say the word heaven, their arms move away from them and are directed toward the sky as if heaven is out there somewhere. That's kind of our conditioning here in the West. From the perspective of what we're saying and what the research is showing of the quantum hologram, heaven lives within us and around us as well as surrounds us. For many scientists and researchers now, the quantum hologram is the piece that was missing for so long. They're beginning to sense that the quantum hologram, this field that bathes all in creation, that's been here for a long time, that has intelligence, actually is what we call the home of the soul. And this is one of the questions the young people in the school asked me. I was dancing around religion. They're asking me, where do we go when we die? I was there, it was just after 9/11, and they were talking in their classrooms about all the people that died in the planes. Where did they go when they died? Well, where do we go? Our soul, it is a form of energy. There are experiments that have been done. People who were terminally ill and knew they were going to die gave their bodies so that they could understand what happens the instant of death. They placed them on atomic scales. Atomic scales, and at the instant of death, and they account for the breath in the body, something else happens, and the average human adult loses about 28 grams of weight that they now account for an energetic process associated with the soul. No matter how tall you are, you might just have a 28-gram soul, who knows? So they're sensing that this quantum hologram is the home of the soul, that it is the root of consciousness. This is where consciousness actually happens. And the place that the ancients referred to is the heavens. 2,500, 5,000-year-old texts are talking about these things in heaven. What are they speaking about? It may be more accurate to call these quantum heavens. The quantum heavens now. One of the questions that comes up again and again, how are we connected to this quantum hologram? Well, obviously, it's part of all of us. It's not out there somewhere. We are a part of it. If we choose to contact or to access it consciously, this is where science and spirituality get really, really interesting. Because to answer how we're connected to the quantum hologram, we have to answer how are we connected to the forces of creation.